I was going to call her and talk to her. Rachel Coos, Rachel Porter.
And then into
going on 90 years of age, and and I've had a full life from childhood.
Pittsburgh Section, National Council of Jewish Women, Oral History 2. Natalie Mandelblatt and Jane Berkey are interviewing Dora Davis.
Dora C. Davis.
Dora C. Davis on January the 2nd, 1976. Okay. Now, Mrs. Davis, I want you to first give us your full name.
Dora Cohen Davis.
And the date of your birth.
September 18,
1886. Okay, sit back and relax. Okay, the first thing we want to know about.
September
18, 1886.
Okay, now, the first thing we'd like to know about is we'd like to know about your immediate family, your mother and your father, brothers and sisters. Tell us their names and something about them.
My mother and father were married in New York in 1878.
Mm-hmm. And what were their names?
And their name, my mother's name was Freda Rosnikovsky. Rosnikov. That's the way she went under Rosnikov. Reznikov.
Mm-hmm.
And my father's name was Doug Bear Montbell Cohen. And they were married in New York. They met each other in New York. And then my father engaged in the manufacture of men's clothing. At that time, there was sweatshops. My mother did not approve of it. And she heard the slogan, "Go West, young man." She told my father to go West. They disposed of their business. She remained in New York. She had already had a son, Harry Montvell Cohen, born in Bellevue Hospital in New York. My father said, "When I get situated, I will send for you." He left her well provided for in New York in an apartment. When my father got to the Pennsylvania station, he met a man coming over from Europe. He asked my father if he is a Jew. My father said, "Yes." He says, "Come with me." He said, "I may go to Chicago, may go to Pittsburgh." He says, "Come with me. My uncle Charlie Felstein is a customer peddler, and he sends out all kinds of customer peddlers." And he said, "If you wish, you could become a customer peddler. Come with me. You can stay overnight with me." And when he got to Pittsburgh with this J.M. Silverman from Uniontown, afterwards he lived in Pittsburgh. My father peddled from to Red Donora, all the different places here. And
what did he peddle, you know?
He sold red flannel underwear and sealskin coats, and it was he was unfamiliar with it, but he felt that he wanted to do the very best and make money, so he could, although he came with money. Then there was an opportunity for a store to be opened in Uniontown. My father then sent for my mother, and they lived with a non-Jewish family, Crawfords by name, 6 months, and he bought a home and put all the conveniences with it, front porches and back porches. And
don't stop, go ahead.
And then when it was finished, my mother moved in. He also bought a couple of houses around there, but he peddled up in the mountains in Markleysburg, where he met a man by the name of Thomas, a non-Jew, and he was very much impressed. He knew the Judge Umble and the different people. They treated my father wonderfully well and listened to his background.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you a question. Harry was your older brother?
Harry Montvell Cohen was my oldest brother. He died in at 92 in New York.
What year was he born? Do you remember?
Well, 92 years of age.
Did he just die recently?
He died in Passover.
Ah.
And he graduated from before we moved, my father moved back to New York in 1900.
Mm-hmm.
But before he did, he went to school in Morgantown University.
Mm-hmm.
They only had 2 years of college.
Mm-hmm.
And when he died, his grandfather and his grandchild and his son also graduated from college at the age 16. His oldest son went to Guam, and he was a friend of Margaret Mead's.
Oh.
And he is now in Guam, too.
Mm-hmm.
My brother's children, they all got PhDs in Columbia. The 11 children, my sister, I have a book here, my sister Ann Hammer.
Mm-hmm.
She married Professor Jay Hammer in Columbia. He has a book written in 1925 in Columbia. She was in the philosophy department, and she was Ann Cohen at that time, but he said, I married her.
Mm-hmm.
And my three sisters are librarians in New York.
We're
sisters. In the 42nd Street Library, and two of them worked in the 42nd. Well, one in the philosophy department at Columbia. That was Anne.
Mm-hmm.
And my sister Selma was in the 42nd Street Library. Also, my sister Mamie. Afterwards, she worked at Brentano's
mm-hmm.
and Warmrath's.
Mm-hmm.
She is now up here at the home
uh-huh.
with her husband. He's in Huso in America. His
uh-huh.
name is DeBrest, Miriam DeBrest.
Uh huh.
And I will like to show you right here.
Wait a minute. Okay.
The three brothers served in the First World War.
Uh-huh.
One was killed instantly, and the other was gassed, taken to France, and died. And they're both buried in the Uniontown Cemetery, where my father purchased. We had the first Reformed temple in Uniontown in our home.
Mm-hmm.
And I was born on Yom Kippur evening, and they moved across to my uncle.
Mm-hmm.
And I was born on Conidra night. And the nine German families, there were only nine German families, very good friends. I was looking at some of the...
Did your parents come from Germany?
No, my mother came from the border of Germany. She spoke Polish and
uh-huh.
Russian and Jewish. But she came as a young girl,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
And naturally, being married in New York and...
Mm-hmm.
And then coming to Uniontown. In 1900, my father decided that he'd like to visit in Boston at his great uncle's, who had come over in 1865.
Mm-hmm.
And when he got to Boston, he decided, he had cousins in New York and decided to move back to New York. So he moved back in 1900 with eight children.
Mm-hmm. And you were born in New York, as I recall.
I was not born in Uniontown. I was born in Uniontown.
You were born in Uniontown, right.
Eight children were born in Uniontown, three in New York.
I see. And how long did they stay in New York?
Who?
Once they moved back.
My parents are buried in Mount Hebron Cemetery
mm-hmm.
In Long Island.
Mm-hmm.
He was then became president. He was president of the Council of the B'nai B'rith.
Mm-hmm.
And president of a Zionist.
Mm-hmm.
My husband was also a Zionist president, the first Zionist president in Uniontown,
mm-hmm.
and also a B'nai B'rith president.
Mm-hmm.
I said that if I was president of the Council of Jewish Women, president of the American Legion in Uniontown,
mm-hmm.
I attended conventions, Chicago, and all over the different cities.
Where are we as far as her brothers and sisters? Keeping track.
We have Harry. I don't know how do you spell Mondell?
Montvell. Just the temple has just had a month's.
Montvell. Okay. He was not one of your brothers that was in the First World War.
No.
Okay. He's the oldest. He was the first,
and then I was born. Then my sister Miriam.
She only wants to write this down.
I wanted
something
all
happens
of their
to
names.
Our tent.
Yes, huh?
I wanted all of their names.
All right.
So I have Ann Cohen Hammer.
Yes.
I don't have Selma's last name.
Selma Pollock. They live in West Virginia. Fairmont, West Virginia. And my sister Bess Golden lives in West Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
My younger sister, Lillian Cohen, the only one that wasn't married of the 11, lives in West Virginia, Fairmont, West Virginia.
How old is she?
Huh?
How old is she?
Well, she must be about 70.
Uh-huh.
And they're very active. In one has a large department store, and the other has a large furniture store.
Mm-hmm.
For about 49 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I visit there very often. We're going to Florida next week.
Tell me a little bit about what life was like when you were growing up as a child.
I had a beautiful childhood. My parents talked about everything to us.
Mm-hmm.
Told us about life. When I went to school, when I was 5 years old, taken over by non-Jewish friends,
mm-hmm.
we had non-Jewish neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
And they were wonderful, living in a community where there was no prejudice.
Mm-hmm.
And my father, in 1896, there was something written up. We had some celebration, and my father was written up.
Mm-hmm.
And they said he was a very honest man,
mm-hmm.
but quite shrewd.
Mm-hmm.
He was well known in Uniontown, and
mm-hmm.
when he came to New York, he decided, I am a Jew. I have no liberal, even though I've had the Reformed Temple in our home,
mm-hmm.
I am a Jew. So he became treasurer of a large Talmud Torah.
Mm-hmm.
In New York on 116th Street.
Mm-hmm.
He was a very active man, traveled all over the United States. When he was in 1900, or before, he wanted to go to visit his father in Russia. But when he got to England, the Russian-Japanese War broke out, and
mm-hmm.
he came back. So he was he went to conventions all over. I'm very proud of my parents.
Obviously, Judaism played a very large, important role in your lives.
We were told by my parents, and they were talked to the children.
Mm-hmm. I'm curious, you said you began school at the age of 5. Was this a public school?
We went to a public school until I was 12 years old, and then I went to a private school, Vantine's Academy in Uniontown,
mm-hmm.
with Flo Hagen of the Hagen's Ice Cream People, mm-hmm. were very dear friends of mine,
mm-hmm.
and Russell Carr, the postmaster. We were very close. I have lots of things. That's Flo Hagen's gift. Wherever she travels, she'd send me a gift.
Uh-huh.
I want to tell you that my life in Uniontown was beautiful, you know. And then when I went to New York, I was very active. When I was 16, I had a club of girls,
mm-hmm.
in the Hebrew Guardian Association,
mm-hmm.
and I had a club of girls, and then I was also a member of the Grace Aguilar Literary Society.
What's that?
It was a Jewish society,
yeah.
manned by Sarah Strauss, daughter of, she was the head of it. It was a social club,
uh-huh.
at the Hebrew Alliance on Broadway,
uh-huh.
and she was a very dear friend of mine,
uh-huh.
and I went to her summer home in Perth Amboy, and when she visited Mrs. Elkis here,
uh-huh.
who was came here, she was a daughter-in-law of the ambassador to Turkey. She says, Dora, bring down one of the Emerson books that I gave you. I want to write something in it. I will show it to you. It says, in memory of happy times together.
What kind of things did you do for fun?
Fun?
You mentioned you were involved in a girls' club, and you mentioned going to someone's home for the summer in Perth Amboy.
Well, not for the summer, just for
a
visit.
What type of things did you do for fun?
I went to the operas.
Mm-hmm.
My brother-in-law had a subscription to the Metropolitan Opera.
Mm-hmm.
I went to all the operas and the symphonies.
Mm-hmm.
My brother, Mr. DeBress, knew so many celebrities in New York. I met Ira Gershwin and his mother. I met all, and I had a wonderful, I had proof of it. Then I went to conventions all over the state of Pennsylvania for the sisterhood.
Mm-hmm.
I was very active in sisterhood.
Mm-hmm.
I was historian for the Temple Sinai.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been bylaws chairman. I've been policy chairman there.
Mm-hmm.
We're charter members there. We took Rabbi Freehoff up to Fairmont when they had a convention there. My son drove him up. when he got married, when the first year he was married. And I knew he was a very, very pleasant man. We took him to Uniontown, introduced him to my brother on the way to Fairmont.
How would you contrast your life in Uniontown with when you returned to New York? Because here you were coming from a very small town where there was a predominance of non-Jews, backing up to obviously a very Jewish community in New York.
I had a beautiful, had beautiful teachers, wonderful teachers in New York, in Uniontown.
In the public schools.
In the public schools, and then I stopped and went to the private school, Vantine's Academy in Uniontown.
Right.
I learned Latin, I learned a lot of subjects. In fact, I think I almost got a college education. And fortunately, I have three wonderful children. One, Janet Ann Davis. It was a medical social worker at Allegheny General. She was a graduate of Michigan, but went to Skidmore one year with Rachel's sister. And my other son served in...
What year was Janet born? When was she born?
She was born in 1909. And she's a, and she now is in Florida, where she is a officer in the council of the League of Women's Voters, and she does social work for job recruitment in New. She moved to New York. She worked at Allegheny General, but worked in Bellevue Hospital in New York. My son Philip Davis graduated, as I told you, in Allegheny in the. University of Pennsylvania and went to Columbia and got a, and fortunately he got his master's, but because he came back to Pittsburgh, it was in depression times, so he took up his job in WCAE, worked there for 18 years, and then WWSW. He recently retired, and he was a production manager and every, and
what year was he born?
He was born in 1911, and my younger son lives out in California. He was the one that got a medal up in Europe for doing a fine job.
What's his name?
He was a Robert Allen Davis. He was a graduate of Pitt. And took his master's out in Columbia. Out in Pittsburgh, my daughter took her master's too. She was also in Red Cross work, disaster work. And my younger son lives in California, and his wife was, and the father, Leon Lewis and Madeline Lewis were her parents, and they came here just recently to visit me.
When was he born?
Huh?
When was Robert born?
1914. I remember distinctly because my sister and brother-in-law came from New York to a Zionist convention that Rabbi, that Wise was very present. And we took Rabbi Free up to New York. They were visiting. He used to... Rabbi Wise used to visit in Clarksburg, but Rabbi Freehoff decided he'd go and visit in Fairmont, in the small communities.
While we're on your children, how about grandchildren?
I have seven grandchildren and three great-grandchildren, and I'm very close to them. And also, there's so much to tell.
We'll get to it all.
And three great-grandchildren. And two of my grandchildren are, my son Robert's granddaughter will be 16 on February 14th. That's the birth date of my brother. Got a medal up in Europe for doing a fine job.
What's his name?
He was a Robert Allen Davis. He was a graduate of Pitt and took his master's out in Columbia, out in Pittsburgh, in My daughter took her master's too. She was also in Red Cross work, disaster work. And my younger son lives in California, and his wife was, and the father, Leon Lewis and Madeline Lewis, were her parents, and they came here just recently to visit me.
When was he born?
Huh?
When was Robert born?
1914. I remember distinctly because my sister and brother-in-law came to New York to a Zionist convention that Rabbi, that Wise was very present. And we took Rabbi Free up to New, they were visiting. He used to, Rabbi Wise used to visit in Clarksburg, but Rabbi Freehoff decided he'd go and visit in Fairmont, in the small communities.
While we're on your children, how about grandchildren?
I have seven grandchildren and three great-grandchildren, and I'm very close to them.
That's wonderful.
And also, there's so much to tell.
Well, we'll get to it all.
And
three
great-grandchildren. And two of my grandchildren are my son Robert's granddaughter, will be 16 on February 14th. That's the birth date of my brother that was killed in France. And I, that fourth necessity, this brother Irving that had was gassed, he was also buried in Uniontown. And he also got a medal there.
Tell me something. You mentioned some of, I'm curious about your going back to your education in Uniontown. You mentioned specifically like enjoying languages and so forth.
Well, that's a whole thing.
I'm curious, were women discriminated against as far as education?
Well, not in my community. I met my husband when I was 13 years old in Uniontown. He came to visit his brother, Davis. His father, my husband's father, came also in 1875. He was Orthodox. He was president of the Shara Torah.
You know. How did you meet him?
My husband came to Uniontown to visit. He sold his business in McKees Rocks because his brother Jacob Davis wanted him to be a partner. I have a picture of the store that we owned, the department store, at a smaller store. Mrs. Green here, we used to work for us. There's several people here that's worked for us.
So you felt that you had a
I had a beautiful childhood. And when I formed the Hadassah, Mrs. Elias Goodstein and I formed the Hadassah. She wanted me to be president, but I was secretary, and she was president. Mrs. Elias Goodstein, she was a wife of a lawyer. We brought Mrs. Fixman down to that we were organized, and then Mrs. Barnard Davis came up to visit me. I marched in the parade. I worked in the women's suffrage. Worked for women's suffrage. And when I was in New York with my husband, I marched in the parade because I knew Mrs. O.H.P. Belmont was head of it, and I knew the secretary of the first suffrage in New York.
I'm curious, when you completed your education at the private school, did you go to work after that?
Well, I went to my father's store.
You worked in your dad's store.
And then when I went to New York, I was buyer for Callahan and Morrissey at 14th Street. I went to school at night. And also worked for Callahan and Morrissey as a buyer of hosiery. South American, we had in those days they were wonderful. But I was very fortunate. I met my husband, it was a love affair. He waited for me. My father would not let me get married until I was 21, but I got married at 20. I had a wonderful married life and a beautiful childhood. Fortunately, we had wonderful parents that talked to us about all the things. I will tell you a little incident. My friend Flo Johnson, Flo Hagen, belonged to the Methodist Church, and she wanted my children to come to hear a speaker. So my children, Bobby, my Robert, and Philip, and they had two of my Gentile friends between them. They were singing songs of Jesus. And my son said, my younger son, Bobby, said to Phil, "Mother, what'll I do when I come to Jesus?" My older son called across the two youngsters and said, "Say God." And so my dear friends, my dental friends, called me up and thought it was a wonderful thing for the children to say. And we traveled all over Europe, traveled all over the West. I've been up to Montreal where Rabbi Stern confirmed my daughter, and she wanted him to be officiated at her marriage, but he unfortunately couldn't come down. Although he did come to my sister's double wedding, Rabbi Stern from Montreal. I have books here of him. And so he wanted Rabbi Marks of Temple Emmanuel to officiate, although there was different rabbis there. He wanted him. He was his colleague of his and wanted him to marry my daughter.
You mentioned when you were working in New York that you were going to school at night.
Yes.
Had you, at that time, you had your high school diploma?
No, we only had high school in Uniontown 2 years, so that's the reason. One year I was only 12 years old when I went to, 13 years old when I went to private school.
I see.
Yeah, so that, and it was very intensive, and I went with I got as much education. I had wonderful teachers that were very interested in me.
I see. So, all right, I just wanted to get that straight. Tell me, if you can, a little bit about health care and medical care and that type of thing as you were growing up.
We had a doctor, Eastman, that was very fond of my mother. My mother had her 11 children at home. I don't know about the last one, you know, in New York. And Dr. Eastman brought me into the world in Uniontown and also my daughter. And my children were also born at home. And I was very active in all sorts of public affairs in Uniontown.
Would you say that your family in general enjoyed good health, your brothers and sisters?
Absolutely.
And so forth?
We never had no defects in the family.
And you mentioned that your daughter was born at home.
Yes.
Were your boys born at home also?
Yes. Yes. We and the nurses that lived on our street and took wonderful care of those. That was the mostly that happened. Of course, I was working in the hospital. I was helpful at different things in the hospital and everything else. But I said that our health conditions were wonderful. I said I can't understand how beautiful our life was. You know, the contrast of children. My children are all wonderful children. Everybody knows it.
Tell me a little bit. You told me a little bit about how you met your husband when you were 13.
He was working across the street at his brother's. He came to Uniontown first to the Cohen Furniture. My husband's brother's relatives wanted to open a furniture store there. So my husband was, I noticed that my husband had a store, his father had a store in 1331 Fifth Avenue and also in Homestead in about 1880 or 81. And so he came to Uniontown to put them into business.
I see.
You know, and then I met him, and my brother, who went to, when he graduated, we only had a year of high school in Uniontown then. And then he went to was Dr. Samuel Felstein, and Mr. Felstein, Charlie Felstein in New York, in Pittsburgh, that had the peddler supply, all his relatives, he'd send them to our house. Anybody that came from New York, Baltimore, they would always find a meal at our house.
This is your parents'
home. My parents in Uniontown. And in New York, he was quite prominent, too.
So you knew your husband 7 years then, before
you
were married.
Yes, he used to come to New York to visit my brother. But my parents were very, we listened to our parents because we respected them.
So you were married in New York?
I was at a very elaborate formal wedding in New York.
Tell me about it.
Well, the men didn't wear, they wore high hats and full dress suits.
Were you married in a synagogue?
No, I was married in the in a beautiful place where I have the place where my menu and everything. Venetian or something like that. And it was beautiful. We had a very formal. I had my two bridesmaids were nurses at the Mount Sinai Hospital. After they went to Europe, and they brought me that plaque of the Wailing Wall. My daughter has been to Israel and been to Europe four times with her husband.
So
and my children all have been.
You were married in New York, and you made your home there at first?
My husband was in Uniontown in business, and he was a partner of Jake's
brother.
So you
brother. Came right back to Uniontown?
Came back. I left Uniontown in 1900 and came back in 1908. My husband had to wait for me. Although he'd go out with different girls, he'd say there's only one girl he's going to marry.
Okay. How are we on time on that tape side?
Oh, I tell you, there's so much more. I'd love to show you.
It is half an hour, but there's still a...
And played in This is the Army. And then afterwards, became a musician. He was a very good musician. They moved to Springfield, Massachusetts. And he is a very clever person. And he worked for Jackie Gleason until he went out of business.
Tell me something about not your parents and not your brothers and sisters, but you and your husband and your three children. Tell me something about your lives.
Our life was beautiful. We had we bought a home when we came to Uniontown.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no matter where we would go, and we traveled quite a number of places.
I want to get to that in a little bit.
We went to Montreal, and my children all went to camp up in New York. There was no camps around here.
Mm-hmm.
My children all went to camp and in Upper New York.